Hello, my darling. Welcome to Shamanic Heart Space. If you are new here, thank you very much for joining me. My name is Nancy. And if you are a returning listener, subscriber, supporter, friend, thank you so much for being here as well. I hope that what I'm about to talk to you about is going to be helpful. And let's just dive in, shall we? So we're going to be talking about the lunar eclipse in Libra, which means it's a full moon eclipse, and that's going to be happening on the 25th of March, and it's the first of a series. This is the beginning of eclipse season, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, and everything in between. This is going to bring potential for really powerful change. So if you know me already, you'll know that this is a channeled podcast. I'm not an astrologer, even though I'm planning on actually learning a bit of astrology soon. I'm a medicine keeper. I live and work in Peru most of the time in the jungle with plant medicines, and even though I'm originally from London in the UK, and I dip in and out of the jungle and do little bits of shamanic work here and there. So if you're interested in any of that, please check out shamanicheartspace.org to see how we can meet each other and potentially work together. So please take what resonates and leave what doesn't. There will be extra information available on the extra bonus episodes section for subscribers. And of course, I have Patreon where we can get together twice a month, every new moon and every full moon, for rituals, for extra channeling, for vision questing, whatever seems to be the most important work for that time so that we can achieve our highest potential. That's what we will be doing. You can get a free trial on Patreon as well, so patreon.com/shamanicheartspace. So if you know me already, you'll know that when I channel, I tend to yawn. So if you find yourself yawning along with me, that's fine. I'm saying it because I can feel the yawn. And the important thing with this really is to see what resonates for you. Please don't take on board anything that doesn't resonate with you. Although going back and listening to any episode at a different time, you might notice that other things are pinging for you, that things come to light, or you move away from other things at various points around the lunar phases, every new and full moon, which is when I create these particular episodes. So you can go back and listen and see what messages, what notices are coming through for you. This is a time of great awakening. Many people's gifts are triggering, becoming online, if you like, as we connect and start to download more efficiently. So see what your intuition is telling you. So the first message I am getting here. So this is really going to be a time of considering what's being reflected back at you. Lots of truth coming to the surface during this full moon. And this is a time for being really honest about what you see, what's coming up in your life, what you're noticing in your own shadow. That's what eclipse season is really all about. We're very good at kidding ourselves, and 6 months of every year we have an eclipse season for the reason that we can see what's going on in our own shadow, and we can pull that to the surface, or it will come to the surface so that it can be cleaned. Some people use the word heal, but I like to think of it as cleaning. So this seems to be a really good time to consider how you're showing up for relationships of all kinds, with yourself, with your family, with your partners. For example, are you codependent or perhaps too independent? You can take stock of how others are behaving towards you. Oh, what's that saying about you? So, for example, if you feel like you're being abandoned, where are you abandoning yourself? If you want to commit, let's say, to a romantic relationship, but you can't seem to find one or remain in one, what's in the way? What's really stopping you? Because if we're emitting frequencies all the time, we're creating our reality to a large extent.
Some might say a whole extent.
So yeah, this is a time for looking at all of that. Life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. And the obstacle is the way. So this, I'm being shown looking in the mirror. So taking a long and honest look at yourself in the mirror, the shadow, the unconscious,
could really come
to the surface right now. Journaling could be a very powerful tool for helping you identify what you cannot see, because if you go back and reflect on what you've been writing, you can identify patterns, you can identify wounds, you can work things out for yourself that have just been kind of sitting, laying dormant inside of you. You can see what lies perhaps you're telling yourself as well.
So, gosh,
the yawning is strong today. I'm quite self-conscious of the yawning. So, reflecting on a lot with your relationship with yourself and relationship with those around you, because this will show you a lot about how you're treating yourself. If you're not sticking to your boundaries and, you know, you find yourself being tired, strung out too often. So all of this is coming to the surface, so you can own more of who you really are, those parts of yourself that you've perhaps neglected or disowned or just don't want to know. So it could get a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe expect some discomfort with this moon. And I would say just to hold on to the fact that addressing these things will play out for your highest good eventually, surrendering to the process. So yeah, it might not be pretty, but you come out the other side stronger, clearer, more equipped to deal with your life and to support the people around you who you love. And also to allow yourself to be supported and loved and taken care of. So this is looking very much like discovering more self-worth, as well as more of what you desire. Becoming more connected with your core, your soul, your true self. All right, so what I'm seeing here is akin to like a pharmacon idea. So where you see the connection between the poison and the healing within the same vessel. So for example, as I said at the top, I work with plant medicines, and this can often look like poison, feel like poison, if not alchemized, used in the correct way. So where this might apply at this time, for example, desire and fear, like perhaps you can't fully reach or obtain the desire without the fear that comes with that. So this is where that pharmacon idea comes in, where, yeah, the poison and the healing, the dichotomy, both ends of the spectrum within the same thing, you know. There's a lot here around love, around the heart chakra. Like the requirement really to be vulnerable and move in the direction of vulnerability to have that full connection. You can't expect somebody else to fully show up if you're not fully showing up. This is where it could get a little bit uncomfortable, like lots of realizations, and I didn't kind of realize I was behaving in this way. and forgiving yourself for that. Don't be harsh on yourself. We're all just having a little human experience here, you know. You're just doing the best you can with what you have at the time. It's acknowledging that, being self-aware, that's important, you know.
Okay, so
you may feel the push to be courageous over this moon. It's not really a time for like playing it cool or even following somebody else's advice or path. Or you have to decide for yourself and take steps for yourself, even if it's uncomfortable or even if it doesn't fully make sense. If it's just a feeling you have, and it might go against a version of yourself that you've been holding, you know. So where that vulnerability comes up, doing something differently, behaving differently, showing up differently. And then that way you'll know that you did everything you could in order to move ahead in your integrity, with your personal freedom intact. So no regrets because you listened to somebody else, or because we're all on our unique path. And you know, I'm not saying that anybody's deliberately trying to give bad advice, but we all just have a different path and different connections and different things that we have to work out along our own personal journey. So yeah, by all means, you know, talk to people, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to walk your own path with this. So then you don't have any regrets, and you can move ahead with a full heart and trust in yourself. Even if it doesn't go the way you wanted it to, you'll know you did everything you could. And so that's enough, you know. So there could also be this feeling of, I want this, but I'm terrified. but what I see here is a fresh, deeper understanding that's arising within you, within the collective at this time. But yeah, within you, this seeing yourself in a new way, and it's a new and improved version. And also, you know, within you, this feeling of, I can't let this opportunity pass me by. I'm not going to let my pride get in the way. I'm not going to let my old stories get in the way. It's just time to do something differently. And you don't even need to tell anyone. You can just do it. Okay, so now this is a new message. The question, how is your intuition doing? So what has been coming through for you? What messages, what signs, what synchronicities? Where does that inner push, that inner compass want you to go? And have you been following it? Have you been testing it out? You know, what are these messages and synchronicities showing you? We all have gifts that we can't necessarily explain. And that is really, I use the term coming online. That's, you know, the only way I can describe it. And the only way to use these gifts that we don't always understand is to use them, is to flex those muscles. So it could be that things are coming through in dreams, or differently, you know. You might have many gifts, and you might be a long way down the road with this already, but kind of flexing that muscle is really what I want to say about this. So the intuition is going to be very important. This is a new cycle beginning, and we are supported in our next steps. So maybe worthwhile before the eclipse is at its peak, considering, you know, who do you really want to be? Where do you want to go? How do you want to show up? And if there's a particular area in your life that you've historically had issues with, this might connect with your zodiac houses as well. But yeah, figuring that out a bit more. You know, who am I in relationships? And am I really that? Am I really showing up in that way? Am I being authentic? Am I getting my needs met? Am I asking for what I want? Am I communicating? Am I playing fair? Or am I expecting too much from this other person? And this is trickier than it sounds, because things are resting there in our unconscious, in our shadow, that we don't have any sense of until they come out ninja style. So I would recommend taking some time out, get yourself to a cacao ceremony, get into your meditation practice, sit with yourself. What are you feeling in your heart? Are there tears that need to come out? Are there things you need to say? Is it a time to get some therapy, get yourself on a shamanic dieta? You know, these kinds of things. This is a really great time for starting a body of work like that, because, yeah, during eclipse season, these things are going to want to come up to be cleaned. So, yeah, in considering your next phase, where are you not happy with yourself? It's not even an unhappiness, but are you fully in every area? We could use the zodiac wheel as a template for that, because it covers all bases, from career to families to relationships and so on. You know, what areas are triggering or cause weakness for you? Now, there may be an opportunity for you to just lay it all on the line. Now, that's obviously going to mean very different things to different people, but, and you might not get the response that you want, that you are seeking, but at least you set yourself free one way or another. You know, maybe asking for a pay rise, maybe saying you want to move house, maybe alterations in a relationship, whatever. But yeah, laying it on the line, which is a huge act of vulnerability. And just saying, this is really what I need and what I want, and this is who I am. And you've got to take it or leave it, you know. More questions to dive into. What are your desires? What are your boundaries? What are your standards? What are you willing to let go of in order to make space for what it is you really want? So that can be a tough one, the sacrifice. So I guess we're talking about areas of settling, like, oh, this will do for now, in whatever it is. But now, as your self-worth is getting an opportunity to upgrade, your intuition, your self-care, all of these things improving, well, yeah, you don't want any second-rate anything in that regard, yeah? So upping your standards, and yeah, letting go of those things that are standing in the way. It's funny, I'm really seeing the Libra scales tipping, like literally. So this is telling me about readjustment, and that takes time. Nothing happens overnight. Some things just take years to uncover, to understand, to really get a good look at what's going on there within you. And it's looking like, yeah, this is the beginning of a real rebalance and an introspective look, I suppose. So eventually, you know, this is going to lead to something new, something beautiful. There's plenty of room here for that feeling of breath of fresh air and excitement that all of the answers are within you, this uprising within you. Like, I'm ready to change. And even though it can, there's going to be kind of like mixed emotions around this, is what I'm feeling. Like, yes, you're tired. Yes, you may be a bit sad. So maybe you didn't get it. It didn't go the way you wanted. But you're also happy about it. You're happy that you can see the truth now. You're happy to let some things go in order to move forward. So it really feels strong, like a warrior energy, but not aggressive. was just like, nah, I'm not a people pleaser anymore. I'm not overcompensating. I'm not into self-sacrificing anymore. I want to live my life in my most authentic way. Okay. So I'm just going to leave that episode there. If you'd like to hear more, maybe you'd like to consider subscribing over at Patreon or on Spotify. I will have more information around this moon and what you might expect moving forward, so you can prepare yourself and hopefully nothing will come as too much of a nasty shock. I will also have episodes up about rituals and crystals and plants and herbs you can use to support yourself through this time. If that's something you're interested in, it would be wonderful to have you as part of the community. But with all that being said, I really hope that you found this episode helpful. And if you did, please share it. And I am so grateful that you are here. Thank you for sharing your energy with me and allowing me to be on your path. My episodes don't come out at, scheduled days and times. It's not like every Monday I sit down and make a podcast just because of the way my life is. I'm not able to do that. So maybe consider following, so that you get a notification when I do put out a new episode. So that you can, hopefully keep on top of where you're headed on your path of awakening your unique, beautiful soul signature. I wish you all the best for this Libra full moon. I hope that, you have many awakenings and beautiful experiences through this time. It'd be amazing to see you over on Patreon. You can check out the free trial there if you'd like to do that. You can find yourself in the vision quest that I'll be doing close to the full moon. So come over and say hi. If you'd like to contact me, you can get me on hello@shamanicheartspace.org. We'll be heading back to Peru very soon. If you want to visit me out there for a plant dieta, you can get in touch regarding that. I also offer work online with regard to your awakening and self-love and working with your shadow. So once again, thank you very much for being here. I send you love from my heart to yours. I'm Nancy, and this is Shamanic Heart Space. I hope to see you soon.